question we're considering from 1 Samuel chapter 6 is simply this: who is able to stand before the Lord, this God? The holiness of God and the sinfulness of man demand a consecrated priest. No one can stand before the holiness of God without this. Perhaps the simplest definition of holiness is separation. God is the most separate of beings. He's in a class all by himself. All things are created, but God is uncreated. There is nothing in the created realm that is like God in this way. This is made clear to us in the book of Job when Eliphaz states, "Behold, God puts no trust in his holy ones, and the heavens are not pure in his sight. How much less one who is abominable and corrupt?" Or as Bildad says in Job chapter 25, verses 5 and 6, "Behold, even the moon is not bright, and the stars are not pure in his eyes. How much less man who is a maggot, and the son of man who is a worm?" We understand that God is separated from sinful humanity, but why do these passages speak of angels in this way and stars in this way? They have not sinned. Well, the answer lies in the fact that God is the uncreated one, and he alone possesses solitary glory and holiness. As John Snyder writes, "The highest archangel is closer to a worm than he is to God, because the angel and the worm are in a category of created things, while God is not. God is not to be treated as if he is one of us, only magnified a million times." Well, not only is God separate from us categorically in terms of uncreated and created, but also in terms of moral perfection. God is not, cannot be defiled with sin. The Apostle John wrote that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. This is the holiness of God as best as we can describe with human words. The characteristic that is most devastating to people in the Bible when they encounter God, or even beings who have been in God's presence, is his sheer holiness. His holiness is what makes God to be feared and worshiped all at the same time. The things of this world that seem majestic, glorious, and bright are but pale and dim and pitiful compared to the holiness of God. And the great mystery and wonder and pleasure for us is that we get to go before this God and pray and speak to him. He desires to hear from his people. So today when you pray, please pray for Gavin Roberts and his family, our missionaries in Utah. And also remember the Maasai Life Word broadcast that's heard in Kenya and Tanzania.